Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Carmelli, and filling in for Dave Popwich is Rob Gary. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks, my friend.
Well, I have to first say this out loud to everyone that's listening and watching. I have to congratulate you. Man, you have patience. We went golfing this week together. You actually were able to watch me participate in what the sport is called golf. What I was doing, we don't know what that yet. But you were so patient. You were nice. You were calm. It's like, wow, congratulations, and thank you for all the patience you had watching me attempt the sport of golf.
I think we're both in that game together.
Oh, right? You played very well. You played very well. I was the one that I think I lost more balls than we had holes in that game.
Well, regardless, a good day out.
It was a great day. We've had some great weather this week. The markets, not so great overall.
No.
People are concerned. So we have a couple of topics that we want to discuss today. Of course, interest rate hike came in. So we're going to have a conversation about the impacts of that interest rate hike for retirees, for people who are growing their wealth, for people who are, you know, starting off in their careers and their families, how the impacts are there. I recently came back from Mexico, and I can tell you with the people that I was speaking to in Mexico, so many passport issues. So many passport issues. So we're going to have the conversation of where are we now in this whole passport debacle, and what do people have to do? Because it's not only the summer travel. People, you know, we're getting closer to October, and that's when our snowbirds kind of go away, and they want to make sure that their passports
Things
are okay.
Things you got to do now.
Yeah, yeah, step up now, yeah, because it's going to be interesting to see about that. I think we need to have a conversation, of course, with what's happening in the markets. People are opening up their statements. They're going, wow, the month of June statement, not so great for many people. Concerns about what's happening. They're watching the news. They're listening on the radio, and they're hearing interest rate increase, inflation, a whole bunch of problems, a recession potentially, the war happening with Ukraine and Russia. There's so many things happening. This is a shock to the system. This is a shock to a lot of people. And the question that I have is, what do people do when it comes time when they get shocked, like what they're feeling right now? You know, what are your thoughts when it comes to people who are being shocked in the system?
Well, I think the way I look at it is the shock comes from all of this data coming at you.
Yeah.
And what does it actually mean? There's so many data points. What does recession mean? What does inflation mean? Because it means there's a broad news articles coming at us, but what does it mean individually for every person is completely different.
Yeah, so you're basically saying the macro information is coming down, but how does it impact the micro, the individual household or family? We've had conversations with many listeners of this show, and they've called in and said, I'm worried, I'm stressed. Not for the day-to-day, generally speaking. They're not concerned about, am I going to be able to afford what I've been able to afford next month like I did last month? That's not their concern. It's the unknown of the future. Will this continue? Will the recession go through? A lot of people are saying to me, you know, I've never experienced this before, or this has never happened in history. History will say otherwise. It's happened before, where we've had high inflation rates, where we've had recessions, where we've had wars, where we've had these types of concerns, but people haven't experienced it all at once in probably one of the most vulnerable stages in their lives, when they're 100% dependent on pension income and the savings that they have. That period in retirement, so vulnerable stage.
Well, and the newly retired too, where you're into this new realm of paycheck not coming in, we're spending, things are costing more. We want to live that lifestyle that we thought about that's now not happening.
And I'm going to spend the same amount of money I was last year or last month, but now my portfolio is down.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that fear of, will it be enough?
Yeah.
You know, and so I want to take people through an analogy, and you and I chatted about this before the show. Let's say you're in a building and it goes on fire. And people are scrambling. They're running out of the building. People are just worried about things, what's going to happen. And they go to a place of safety and a little bit of refuge, a muster point, let's call it. And the first thing that somebody says to that individual who escaped from that building is, number one, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Most people say, yeah, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm all right. But then generally they say, you know, maybe you should get checked up. Go to a doctor and just make sure you're okay. You know, and I think that's the same type of analogy I want to use in this type of a concern. There's a storm or there's a building that's under fire.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that we're okay. We'll call it a financial checkup. And I think this is the time you go back to your advisor and kind of go through that financial checkup. Am I okay from this point on? It's mm-hmm. a stress point. Now, in our practice, we already do this in advance, but I think people are going to be concerned regardless if they're going through a process like ours or they're going through their on their own or they're using another advisor. It's time to do that little financial checkup. And let's kind of go through, I think you and I chatted about three different steps that people need to do in order to kind of get that financial checkup in a high stressful point like we're in right now.
Right. I think the first part that we talked about was you have to review what your plan actually is, or if you do not have one, get one in place. Because if you don't have that plan to even look at, then what are we even looking at?
Right? Yeah, and you said look at, that means it's a written financial plan.
Correct.
Not in your head, oh, I kind of done some numbers in my mind, I think we're okay. A written financial plan. Do you have that? That's the number one thing. And you might not have done it this year. You could have done it 2, 3, 4 years ago. But have you been able to review where mm-hmm. you are in your situation? Look at the numbers and sit down and kind of go through, am I okay at this point? And if you don't have one, that's okay. Now's the time to do it. It's kind of like a stress test or a health check with your doctor. You got to get some blood work done. If you haven't done it before, well, now's a good time to check it, take a look at it. So do that little work right out the get-go, I think, reviewing
and
or creating
that. Don't have that paralysis, right?
Yeah.
The same as the statement. Don't have the paralysis of, well, maybe our plan is down right now. Maybe we're not meeting it. Maybe we shouldn't look at it, right? And I don't think that that's the proper thing to do.
Yeah. Putting your head in the sand is definitely not a good idea.
Right.
So step one, review or create a financial plan. Step two, I'll jump in on this one.
Yeah.
What does success mean to you? So you know where you are now from that plan, but let's define success. Now let's talk about what we mean by success. What does success look like in your lifestyle in retirement? Or what kind of experiences do you want to have? Or what are some of the objectives that you want to have? Or what's that purpose or ambition that you have as you go through retirement? There's a lot of people that are living day to day, but kind of lose sight of some of the things that they want to do or want to accomplish in their retirement. And let's kind of, you know, review that and define what success means to you. So you have an idea of where you are today with step one. You have an idea of what that vision is for the future in step two.
Right.
And then let's talk about step three.
Stress test. Test that. Test that to where we are today.
Yeah.
Right? Because we talked about this. We're going to go through corrections. You're going to go through corrections in your retirement.
Do you think this is the last recession that we are ever going to see?
Absolutely not.
Do you think this is the last correction or market pullback of 20-30% we're ever going to see?
Absolutely not.
So this is going to happen again.
Yeah.
That's what we have to accept that.
Yeah.
And so if it's going to happen again, shouldn't we know what this will look like in every scenario? And a stress test is not just in today's situation, this extreme level for some people. It's on every extreme level. Now we stress test, we'll go back 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And think about what's happened over the last 100 years. A couple of world wars, a whole bunch of geopolitical issues, oil's gone all over the place, terrorism kicked in, a pandemic, you know, changes of politicians and political groups around the world. Like, it's not like it's been, you know, roses all year.
Or even the last 2 years.
Correct,
yeah.
Right? So stress testing your plan on every scenario that's been out there in the past will kind of give you an idea of what could happen in the future. So you start off of where am I today? That's your creating of a plan, reviewing the plan, and then what does success mean to you? So you have a vision of where you're going, and then stress testing to make sure that vision will become a reality.
Right. And can last 30 years.
And can last 30 years or more, depending upon when you retire. So those are the three steps. I think that's a good starting point. You know, you want to make sure that with times of interest rate hikes are going to be covered, times of inflation, you're covered, maybe a recession, you're covered, and that's what we're going to come up next. So join us after the break. We're going to definitely discuss that. But before we go to commercial break, you know, we talk about how to protect in every market condition, how to make sure you can have your retirement the way you want to. And we're going to do that at our upcoming seminar in next week, I think it is.
You got it, Faisal. Yeah, join us Tuesday, July 19th at 7 p.m. This will be live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Interest rates are going up. Another hike just happened. What's the impact to you and your retirement? Join us after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.